Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guest book, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. Step off the elevator and hold the door for the guest. But the elevator's empty. I'm not holding any bags either. I'm alone in the endless halls of the guest floor. The pale yellow walls line the green carpet like filthy teeth, standing guard over a heavy shag tongue. I walk down the hallway, straight ahead. The lights on the walls seem to dim just a little bit when I pass by, like a wink. Like a quiet muscle flexing with me, pushing me slowly somewhere. Sometimes the hotel has halls with lots of turns and dead ends. Sometimes it's a wide, smoky alley full of dim casino noises. Sometimes it's outside, a single path along the bungalows. I've seen every kind of hallway there is. This is one of the ones that's just long. I can't quite see the end. Or even tell if it's bright or dark ahead. I don't know how long I'd be able to see the elevator doors behind me, but I don't turn around to check. I don't ever turn around in the hotel if I can help it. I've seen the guests turn around to make sure they were alone. Knowing they weren't didn't save them, though. Nothing can save you if you're in the hotel. Nobody. One of the lights flickers at the corner of my eye. It's not like the others. It's a candle by a door. A guest room. An empty room. It doesn't have a number, though. The other doors might. I haven't been looking. I won't look now. The candle wants me to stare into the flame It wants me to go inside the room. The door matches the key ring in my hand. Why? I drop the key. I keep moving down the hall. I don't look at the doors. I don't look at the candles. I don't look at the key in my hand. I drop the key again. I keep moving down the hall. I don't look at the doors. I don't look into the flames. I don't look at the key in my hand. I don't look behind me. I don't look into the flames. I keep my eyes ahead down the hall. I keep my eyes ahead. I don't look at the key. I still can't see if it's dark or light, smoke or fire. I can't tell if it's glittering at me, watching me. I drop the key. All the lights are candles now. All the doors are blank. I won't go in. I won't go in. I won't go in. I can't go back and I won't go in. I can't go in. The key in my hand will work on any of the doors. Any of the doors ahead of me. The key in my hand. Behind me, I imagine the candles catching the skin of the wallpaper and running slick and quickly down to the carpet. It reaches across to the other walls, the other flames, and chases me forward. I don't know because I don't look. The candles all flicker when I rush past, and maybe if I wasn't running so fast, I wouldn't disturb them, but I can't stop running. There's no reason to stop running. It can't save me. The doors seem to turn towards me as I pass now, stretching, almost reaching out, presenting to me, showing me the sweetest lie. Safety. Safety from what is behind me. Safety from the end ahead. The hallway is leading somewhere bright, so bright. The end of the hallway is on fire. Dark smoke chokes my view, but I know it's fire. I can't drop the key now. I'm running out of hallway. I see the door not far ahead. It looks like any other door, and it is. But I see it, and I know that's the one I will enter. The flames behind, the fire ahead. I will pretend not to know what is beyond the door. And no relief for a sickening, hopeful instant. The key slides in so easily. So easily, I'm not even sure I put it in myself. I'm not even sure if I was ever holding a key. I close the door behind me as quickly as I can, but for just a second. I can see the hall behind me lit with dim yellow lights. Rows of green doors with polished gold numbers. And someone stepping off the elevator. I try to shout, but my room door is already closed. My room is dark. My room is small and empty. I stay by the door. I know It will not open again. I wonder if I will try to open it later. Hope will fail me. I know. The fear won't. It never does. I wait for the hope to come, dreading it. I stand in the dark for I don't know how long. I resisted it as long as I could. It was a very long time, but it still came. It wasn't much. Barely a flicker. I almost wasn't aware of it before it was gone. A small, small swelling inside me that seemed to say, maybe. But then, in the middle of my room, a light, a candle on the bed that flickers. I stare into the flame now. It flickers again. And I'm pushed into my room a little deeper. I stare into the flame. And I can hear the hotel around me. I can feel it in the flame. It can feel me too. And for some reason, I don't move when the candle topples over and the bed goes up fast. Too fast. Too hot. I stop looking into the fire, aware suddenly and needing to run. I pound and scream as the fire comes for me, and before it's over, I do try to open the door. The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories if you're brave enough.